Sometimes silence is not always golden. This is Father Scott Seetaler. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Friday, TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. You know, every Friday can be a good Friday if you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Have you done that? Are you asking me? Are you talking to the radio or to the internet and saying, yeah, but Father Scott, how do you do that? How do you know if you've done that? Well, the way you do it is very simple. You say, as sincerely as you can, Jesus, please come into my life. Take up the innermost recesses of my life. Don't let there be any vacancies in my heart. Only you can fill those. Jesus, don't let there be any dark spots, any blind spots. Take over my entire life, my will. And then, how do you know you meant it? Well, you act like it. You act like it. If Jesus did not exist, your life would have no meaning. Today I want to share with you a scripture passage. It's from Matthew chapter 12, verses 9 through 14. Going on from that place, Jesus went into their synagogue, and a man with a shriveled hand was there. Looking for a reason to accuse Jesus, they asked him, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath?" He said to them, "If any of you has a sheep and it falls into a pit on the Sabbath, will you not take hold of it and lift it out? How much more valuable is a man than a sheep? Therefore it is lawful to be good on the Sabbath." Then he said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." So he stretched it out, and it was completely restored, just as sound as the other. But the Pharisees went out and plotted how they might kill Jesus. Wow, huh? I said at the beginning of the program, silence is not always golden. Because when he asked them the question, "Is it okay to heal on the Sabbath?" they don't answer. And plus, they're always trying to trick him up. And then he says to them, "Well, if any of you have a sheep and it falls into a pit on the Sabbath, wouldn't you take out hold of it and lift it up?" They didn't answer that question. The question is, of course they would. Their sheep was more important to them than their fellow human beings. You want to talk about people who have a warped sense of values. Their priorities are completely out of whack. They're religious leaders. They're people who should have spent long hours in prayer with God, with Yahweh, in touch with all the beautiful scripture from Deuteronomy, the Psalms. And yet, how did they let them get to the point that because Jesus healed a man on the Sabbath, they went out and plotted how they might kill Jesus? How was Jesus such a threat? And they didn't kill Jesus because he was too bad. They killed Jesus because he was too good. They killed Jesus because he challenged their warped understanding of religion. They got it all wrong. Jesus said, "The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath." And he knew they were hypocrites. What's the word hypocrite mean? Actor. And he called them that. Well, none of us like to be told what we really are. None of us like to be exposed. None of us like to have our cover blown. I guess they really did find Jesus a terrible threat. Do you find Jesus a terrible threat? Does any of his teachings really bother you? Do you call yourself a Christian, but underneath the name is a heart that beats with animosity towards Jesus' teachings? Which one of the teachings of Jesus really ticks you off? Is the one on forgiveness? I had a lady tell me once that the part of the Our Father where we say, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us, she doesn't pray that. She won't pray that because she doesn't want to forgive the person who hurt her. Yeah, I think often it's the forgiveness thing that really makes people upset with Jesus. But let's come at the story another way, from another angle, okay? Here's a guy with a withered hand, shriveled, it says. And Jesus says to the man, stretch out your hand. Or isn't that a risk? You know, most of us hide our deformities or our imperfections or, you know, comb our hair a certain way to cover bald spots. We use makeup or lipstick or we wear our clothes in a certain way to cover something that we don't think is perfect about our body. So here's a guy with a shriveled hand. Everybody's staring at him. Jesus is first talking to the Pharisees about him. The man's not quite sure yet, as Jesus is having this debate with the Pharisees, what Jesus is going to do for him. And then Jesus directs all his attention to the man and says, what? Stretch out your hand. So the guy has to reveal his imperfections. But in taking the risk, what does Jesus do? He heals the man. Jesus said, I came for those who need a doctor, not those. Let me ask you a rather personal question right now. What in your life are you afraid to hand over to God? What in your life needs healed? Is it something physical, emotional, spiritual? Is it a relationship? Can you admit that you need the divine physician? Can you admit right now, listening to this program, that you need Jesus in your life? Oh, I don't mean in some global way, well, we all need Jesus as our Savior. No, you personally. You, Tom, Dick, Harry, you, Kathy, Mary, Jane. Can you admit that? What do you need to hand over to be healed? Your temper? Your sexuality? Some addictive behavior? A relationship? Will you do that? Will you do what the man did in today's gospel passage that I shared with you? Will you hand it over? Hold it out. Let Jesus bless it. Let Jesus heal it. Let Jesus bring it back to life. Now, you don't need me to tell you that's something easy to do. Of course it's not easy to do. Hasn't been easy in my life. Sure it's not easy in your life. But if we don't, it stays shriveled. It stays paralyzed. It stays in the dark. It stays hidden. The lie continues. The games continue to be played. The hypocrisy goes on. People live quiet lives of desperation. And then eventually when it all comes to the surface, people can be hurt, people can be scandalized, people can become cynical because they thought, well, we had our act together. They thought we really practiced what we preached. They thought we really were an inspiration. No, you can't do that. Call out today. Ask Jesus, please. Ask Jesus to touch that part of your life, that part of your spirit, that part of your emotions, that part of your behavior, that part of your body. And ask Jesus to touch it and to heal it, to restore you to life, to make you single-hearted, to make you, you know, people who really walk their walk before they talk their talk. People who live their sermons before they give their sermons. You can do that. By the grace of God, right? Jesus is just waiting for you to invite him to do the healing that you need in your life. He might not do it in 5 seconds. He knows how fragile we are. He does not come into our life like a bull in a china shop. He's very respectful of free will, a gift that is critical if we're... Yeah, love can't be forced. Love has to be by its very nature free. So in His good time, in a way that's best for us, He will heal us. But we have to let it happen. Do it. Say it. Hand it over. Expect a miracle. Our prayer partners today are people with emphysema. That is so hard. When you can't breathe, it's frightening. I remember my father had it. There were times when he just couldn't breathe. He became so alarmed. Please pray for these people. They carry a heavy cross. Today's food for thought. Another Irish blessing for you. This is a wish. I make it for you today. Deep peace of the running waves to you. Deep peace of the flowing ear to you. Deep peace of the smiling stars to you. Deep peace of the quiet earth to you. Deep peace of the watching shepherds to you. Deep peace of the Son of Peace to you. Nice, huh? Let me see if I can make you smile. True story. While visiting a VA hospital with my son, I overheard a retired Army sergeant asking people which branch of the military they served in. Some said Army, a few Navy, others Air Force. "What were you in?" she asked a man who just entered the room. Confused, the man mumbled, "The bathroom." Want to contact me? Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Let me hear from you. Let me know that you actually listened to the program. Send me your prayer intentions. I'll storm heaven. I'll be your prayer partner with you. Let me know if you want to receive my newsletter. It comes out 6 times a year. No charge. I think you enjoy it. If you can help me keep my hospital for the very poor open down in Oaxaca, Mexico, please send me a gift. You make the check out to TASH, Inc. Send it to Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. And visit my website at Father Scott, spell out Father, fatherscott.com. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there's hatred, let me sow love. Where there's injury, pardon. Where there's doubt, faith. Where there's fear, hope. Where there is darkness, light, and where there is sadness, joy. Joyful, joyful, love.